What about the issue, kind of getting back to what you were saying about sorafenib being less toxic in the elderly in terms of quality of life in a patient with non, and of course, and all this assumes reimbursement, we can get it, et cetera.
I think Bev would stack up very well. And the reason for that is most oncologists have an extraordinary experience with Bev in lots of other places. They know how to give it. They know how to monitor it. They'd have to watch for the proteinuria and the hypertension and the other things that Bev causes. In a level playing field, as oncologists, I'd like to see a head-to-head. Prove to me, with level one evidence, which of those offers the greatest opportunity with careful assessment of quality of life.
So, you know, we're always in a situation where we don't have the evidence we really want. Right now, I mean, do you discuss, Bev? I mean, a patient says to you, cost is not an option. You know, you just tell me what the best therapy for me is.
For my own practice, I would still choose sunitinib as the treatment of choice.
Are you using Bev and interferon?
Not using Bev and interferon, mostly because of reimbursement issues.
If it weren't a reimbursement issue, where would you place it?
I think it would be equal to, as NCCN has placed it, level one evidence as an option for the previously untreated patient.